It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Big breakup news. Vanessa Hudgens and Austin Butler have split after nearly 9 years together. This is big news. They began dating back in September of 2011.
But when it comes to that, it's like it's in the guy's court, you know?
So Vanessa has confirmed that they are done. They split. She's not really like revealing what led to the split, but they have put in a lot of time together. So apparently if it's not the one, it's not the one.
Are we handling this breakup okay? We gonna be all right?
I'm really upset.
I feel like Liv is shook.
I'm really shook. Yeah. I loved them together. I'm obsessed with Austin Butler.
I love his lips.
Oh gosh, he's so sexy. Just,
oh yeah,
like, so
I was gonna
sexy.
Say those lips.
But they always used to like post a lot about each other, and she used to have them all over her Instagram, and she hasn't lately. Like, I have seen this coming. I would say probably a month ago, I got deep into their Instagrams, like trying to see if they had any breakup news because they hadn't posted about each other in so long.
That's a good way to know if there's like trouble in paradise. Kind of the same thing with Julianne Hough. I mean,
yes.
When the posts, they
especially
kind of
when it goes from like 100 to like zero.
Exactly. So, well, good news if you think either of them are sexy, they are now single. Ken Jennings, he just won Jeopardy, the greatest of all time tournament.
Now we come to Ken Jennings. His response was, "Who is Iago?" That is the correct response. Ken Jennings, you are the champion, the greatest of all time. Congratulations. It has taken 15 years for Ken Jennings to finally answer the question, is he as good as he appeared to be in that great run on Jeopardy?
Lindsay was my wife.
Wow.
She's like, that kind of sounded insulting, didn't it? Like, is he as good as he appeared to be? Now we finally know he is.
It's yeah, like, he's the greatest of all time. How cool is that?
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, absolutely. Also cool, Coming to America Part 2. Can't wait to check this out. Here's Leslie Jones, who's going to be starring in it.
But you're starring with him in the upcoming sequel to Coming to America.
Yes. And it's really good. It's really, really good. It's the plot is great. We had so much fun filming it. There was a lot of laughter.
What part are you playing?
I'm playing Akeem's baby's mama.
Oh my God!
Is that not perfect?
Yeah, Akeem's baby.
I love that.
I love her too. And that drops August 7th. So we have to wait till the summer, but Coming to America 2 is going to be awesome. Also awesome, Tyler Perry. He sat down with Jimmy Fallon saying, you know what? The scale is a huge liar.
Yeah, no, I'm done with that. Done with that. Well, this year, I went in the bathroom after, you know, New Year's, got on the scale, and I just looked at it and said, you're a liar. You are a liar. I found a Sharpie and I went in and I wrote fake news across the top of it. Because it changes all the time.
Right.
If you move them on the floor, then the whole weight will change by like a pound or half a pound or something. That pound is the difference between me having a burrito and a drink. So yeah, that's like, so if it's a pound, I'm like, whatever, I'm out of it. I'm out.
What burrito's
that's
eating?
That's so true, though, right?
Oh, when I'm trying to lose it, I'm like, let me move the scale there. Oh, I lost 6 points of a pound. Okay.
I rarely weigh myself, but one time I did, and it was literally like 13 pounds heavier. I was like,
what?
Oh, my gosh! And then it was just like I had it messed up, and I put it in, and it was like correct. But I was like, that's crazy.
Oh, Mackenzie, you forgot. You had a burrito in your hand. No wonder it was 13 pounds heavier. Yesterday, Pork Chop, for whatever reason, gets into one of these zones where he's not really like being producer Pork Chop and he's looking at random things. He was taking a car quiz or a car part quiz, and now he thinks he's the car part expert. I want to see how good he is with car knowledge, how Liv is, how Mackenzie. We're going to have a little car knowledge battle, and you could play along too. It's coming up next. We're Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.